Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Annual UN General Assembly meeting begins in New York in presence of several world leaders. U.S. President Donald Trump at UNGA condemns recent recognitions of Palestinian state by various countries. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and his Moroccan counterpart Abdel Latif Lazier inaugurate India's first overseas defense manufacturing facility in Bereshit. And China evacuates over 370,000 people as year's most powerful storm, Ragasa, approaches its southern coast. And now the news in detail. Annual UN General Assembly meeting began at New York in the United States in presence of several world leaders. Israel's war on Gaza and Russia's war on Ukraine are dominating the discussions. During his address, U.S. President Donald Trump criticized the United Nations' relevance and urged for action on global conflicts. He questioned the UN's effectiveness, calling it full of empty words. Mr. Trump said he has been actively involved in ceasefire efforts in Gaza, calling on negotiating parties to finalize a deal. He condemned recent recognitions of a Palestinian state by various countries, saying it is a reward for armed group Hamas.
I have also been deeply engaged in seeking a ceasefire in Gaza. Unfortunately, Hamas has repeatedly rejected reasonable offers to make peace. We can't forget October 7th. Now, as if to encourage continued conflict, some of this body is seeking to unilaterally recognize a Palestinian state. The rewards would be too great for Hamas terrorists for their atrocities. But instead of giving in to Hamas's ransom demands, those who want peace should be united with one message: release the hostages now.
On the warning of nuclear threats by Iran, Mr. Trump said, Tehran must never possess nuclear weapons, labeling it the top sponsor of terror. He also accused NATO nations of funding Russia by buying its energy and urged Europe to adopt US-led sanctions. He stressed on stricter tariff on Russia if it refuses peace process. Calling the Ukraine war prolonged and miscalculated, the U.S. president said it was expected to be brief. Israeli tanks have advanced into multiple neighborhoods of Gaza City over the past 24 hours, with reports of heavy shelling, explosions, and intense gunfire. New images confirm Israeli forces have reached beach camp in the west of the city, signaling a deep push since Sunday's ground assault began. The military previously urged civilians to evacuate, with 6,40,000 reported to have left, though many remain trapped. Russian air defense forces have destroyed at least 23 Ukrainian drones that were attacking Moscow overnight. Moscow Mayor Sergei Sobyanin has reported that defense forces destroyed unmanned aerial vehicles targeting Moscow. Drone attacks have affected civilian air traffic in Moscow. Authorities imposed temporary restrictions on flights at Moscow's Sheremetyevo Airport last evening, which lasted about 7 hours before the airport resumed full operations. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and his Moroccan counterpart Abdel Latif Lazier today jointly inaugurated India's first overseas defense manufacturing facility set up by Tata Advanced Systems Limited, or TASL, in Bereshit. Describing the inauguration as a historic moment in the evolving strategic partnership between India and Morocco, Mr. Singh said the facility will undertake the production of indigenously developed wheeled armored platform jointly designed by TASL and Defense Research and Development Organization. He said India's vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat is not merely to manufacture its own needs, but to develop capabilities that allow India to become a credible source of advanced technology and high-quality products for the world. The Defense Ministry said, under the contract, TASL will deliver these vehicles to the Royal Moroccan Army, with initial deliveries scheduled to begin next month. This is the Kingdom of Morocco's largest defense manufacturing facility, marking the first such plant by an Indian private company in Africa. Chief of Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi called on Sri Lankan Prime Minister Dr. Harini Amarasuriya in Colombo today, where he held comprehensive talks on strengthening bilateral defense and maritime cooperation. The naval chief also engaged with senior defense officials and commanders from Sri Lanka's Navy, Air Force, and Army to discuss advancing joint training, operational synergy, and participation in Indian-hosted events. Tripathi is on a four-day visit to Sri Lanka, which he is scheduled to participate in GAL dialogue tomorrow. Earlier in the day, speaking at Colombo's National Defence College, Admiral Tripathi highlighted India-Sri Lanka's deep historical and strategic partnership in the Indian Ocean region. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AI News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AR app. Welcome back to World News. China has evacuated over 370,000 people as Super Typhoon Ragasa, the year's most powerful storm, approaches its southern coast. Authorities have ordered school and business closures in at least 10 cities. Ragasa is expected to make landfall in Guangdong province tomorrow before moving towards northern Vietnam. The super typhoon's landfall is anticipated to bring widespread disruption across the region. Over 500 Cathay Pacific flights are likely cancelled, while Hong Kong Airlines has halted all departures. Emergency crews are on high alert as communities prepare for severe wind and flooding impacts. Meanwhile, Super Typhoon Ragasa claimed 3 lives in the Philippines after slamming into the country's north last evening. The typhoon exited the Philippines this morning. Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger announced their withdrawal from the International Criminal Court. The military-led governments claim the ICC has become a tool of neo-colonial repression, selectively targeting African nations while ignoring broader global crimes. The trio accuses the court of failing to address war crimes, genocide, and crimes against humanity effectively. The move follows their earlier exit from the Economic Community of West African States, using similar arguments about foreign interference. New Zealand will introduce 2 new residency options from mid-2026 to attract skilled migrant workers and address labour shortages. The move follows record number of citizens leaving the country and a declining GDP. First option targets migrants in skilled roles who meet salary and experience criteria. The other is aimed at trades and technical workers who hold relevant qualifications and meet wage thresholds. Legendary umpire Harold Dickie Bird of England passed away at South Yorkshire in England today. He was 92. The most loved umpire in the history of cricket, Dickie was known as much for his fine decisions. He umpired in 66 tests, 69 one-day internationals and 7 women's ODIs during an international career spanning from 1973 to 1996. Toyoki City in Aichi Prefecture has become the first municipality in Japan to pass an ordinance urging residents to cap daily screen time to 2 hours for leisure use. Approved by majority vote, the ordinance takes effect first of next month and targets smartphones, PCs and tablets. It excludes screen use for work, study or household tasks and carries no penalties. The city hopes to combat excessive screen time and promote better sleep and family communication, especially among children. The city council pledged regular reviews and clearer communication going forward. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Annual UN General Assembly meeting begins in New York in presence of several world leaders. U.S. President Donald Trump at UNGA condemns recent recognitions of Palestinian state by various countries. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and his Moroccan counterpart Abdel Latif Lidhiye inaugurate India's first overseas defense manufacturing facility in Bereshit. And China evacuates over 370,000 people as year's most powerful storm Ragasa approaches its southern coast. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.